Gary, first of all, just before we talk about the game, yet again, Gary Rowett linked with a vacancy, and I suppose if you're successful, then you would really be surprised if the manager wasn't linked with clubs.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, it's always seen as a compliment from my point of view, in terms of not for anything I've done, but for the way the team's performed over a period of time. I have to say, you know, I think it's about the eighth club we've been linked with since we've come here. So, if we keep getting linked with clubs and keep doing well, then fantastic. Because our form's been pretty good since the last link, which was Fulham and QPR. So, but again, all I can do is say what I've said every single time. You know, we're fully focused here. You know, we lost our last game and we were disappointed about that, and we want to make sure we win our next game or at least perform. Or see the game out and manage the game better, and that's as much as I can do. You know, I'll never refute any links. I'd never do that to be disrespectful to anyone.
You can't control it, can you?
I can't control it. So all I can say is that, you know, we are immensely focused, and we just want to keep trying to win as many games of football as we can, because the season's coming towards those little moments where, you know, every win becomes even more important than the last one.
It's interesting you mention that, because it is a time now when other things other than ability and effort and work rate comes in. When you're into this final run in, mental strength becomes very important.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, you start at the beginning of the season, it's about building performances, because managers say that and I say that, because you know that if performances are good, you're going to win more games. And it takes a little bit of pressure off the players in terms of feeling like they've got to win games and then not doing things they should do. Now you get to the point where it's winning games, and it's how you win games. It doesn't really matter how you win games. You know, I don't think there's any ideal way to win games other than to take the 3 points and move on to the next one. But as you say, you know, it's that little bit of extra desire and that little bit of extra work rate that I think is needed in times like this, and then of course the quality to go and score the goals to win you the game. So that's our focus, I think, really at the moment. That was probably my disappointment with the Sheffield Wednesday game. We played really well. We were at 75 minutes, 1-0 up, and then we just lost a little bit of focus, and then of course by conceding the first goal we then go on to lose a game, which is the first time I think we've lost a game when we've been ahead. So I don't think there's any shame in saying that after so many games. It's going to happen sooner or later, but, you know, disappointed. So like you say, we've got to be mentally strong now in these final 16 games.
You do bounce back well though, don't you, after a defeat?
We do, generally. Yeah, generally. We bounce back well. There's a really good group in there. I often read a little bit of what the players say after games and in interviews, and most of it is always, you know, we've spoke about it as players and we need to do a bit more. They're talking about our form against the bottom three teams. So obviously it's something they're aware of and something that they're motivated to change and do better. And that's what you want to hear as a manager. You want to hear players disappointed if they don't win games, almost correcting themselves as a group. And they know what they need to do. And at this stage of a season, I think there's probably less tactical input than you would normally have, and it's just about trying to feel fresh for the games. And the players know what's required, the players know what their individual jobs are and what their jobs are as a team, and it's about them now going and having the hunger to perform away from home against a team in the bottom three that will be fighting for their lives, of course.
Stick to the plan,
that's it. It's stick to the plan, stick to what we're good at, and make sure that we don't deviate to it. And I think that's maybe been part of our problem, is whenever we play a team that everybody else perceives that we should win the game, then maybe we try to play a different way. Maybe there's always a hankering against the bottom three team to try and be open and pass the ball better and have more possession. And perhaps that's not the right thing to do. You know, we are what we are. We've won games doing what we do. And maybe we should just once again try to be brilliant at that. You know, I see Leicester doing it in the Premier League, and every single game they work incredibly hard. I said that to the players in the week. Every time they put on the pitch, they work incredibly hard, and they outwork the opposition, and they outrun, and they show more desire, but never have more possession than the opposition.
Very, very often don't outpass the opposition.
There you go, and they don't care. They don't care, because again, it's about winning games in a league that, if you think it's about technicality, then there's a good chance that your players might come up a little bit short against the opposition. So you've got to be true to yourself sometimes.
Rotherham, new manager, Neil Warnock.
Neil's gone in there. I was almost hoping that they didn't get anyone in before the weekend. But I think it doesn't make any difference. I'm sure Neil will go in this morning. I'm sure that he'll have half an eye on picking the side. I'm sure he'll have half an eye on keeping the people that were there and maybe picking the side and him motivating them for the game. And what you will get, of course, is you'll get a highly motivated team because it's a new manager and they all want to play and they all want to do well. So, you know, we've seen it before. This will be as hard a game as we've had this season. And once again, it's about us going there and doing what we're good at and making sure that we're really, really focused and certainly don't underestimate a Rotherham team just because of where they are in the table.
And, of course, they've beaten you once here at St Andrews, which I know disappointed you greatly.
Yeah, it did. Once again, it was another example of a team being very hard to play against, limiting space. The more we push and the more we try to be too open, then you leave yourself available to be counted on. And I think that was a disappointment that day. But we've been pretty good away from home. I mean, if you look at it, we've only lost to Hull, Brighton, and one other team that slips my memory, but the top teams, that's the only teams we've lost to away from home. So I think we're pretty pleased with our record at the moment. Sheffield Wednesday, of course. So we've got to make sure we maintain that form.
Injuries, anybody in or out?
We've had a doubt on Gleeson and Jonathan Grounds this week. Again, we'll see if they're available to train today, but I think they're both struggling. We've got Cots, where we've got a big debate as to whether, I think, in terms of fitness, I think he's probably fit enough to be on the bench. But I think the question I have is, particularly after seeing Chef Wednesday have to do it last week, is if we had two players go off after 5 or 6 minutes, is he going to be fit enough to be one that comes on and plays 85? And I don't know if he would be at the moment. So I think because we've got 10 days till the Bolton game after this, I think we might be better to just wait and hold fire, and he's desperate. You know, he's up in the office every hour. Can you get me on the bench, please? Can I get on the bench? He's just bored at the minute. So,
that's good, though, isn't it?
And a bored David Cottrell's not a good David Cottrell. So it is good. Yeah, listen, he's really enthusiastic. He's been out for too long. He's desperate to get back in the fold for us, for his international commitments in the summer. But it shows the right things that you want a player to be doing. He wants to play.